Okay, hello church. Thanks a lot for this amazing acting, especially thanks a lot to the volunteers that did not have the notice before. So I guess you didn't recognize. May I just hear again, what was this play about? Anybody recognize some? Yeah, Muscle, yeah, that's a good one. But the name Davina and Goliath, I think we're all on the same page. We're speaking about David, aren't we? Since we've seen the whole story, how David got appointed by God, I won't dig too much into that right now. I would rather tell you the whole story with David and the heroes in the Bible. Once upon a time, back in the old days, Israel wanted to have a king like the Gentiles had, a king who's huge, who will lead their fights, who will collect their tax. Actually, they really said that. A proper hero. You can read the whole story in 1 Samuel. So God listens to Israel. Israel complains, oh God, please send us a king. We really would like to have one. And God says, yeah, okay, I know a guy. So God sends his prophet to anoint a king, but not just some random guy, as the people of Israel back then had a fairly good idea about what they wanted. They wanted a tall, strong, muscular, a handsome man with broad shoulders, from a rich family, of course. Luckily, God knows the guy who fits this description just perfectly. So, his name is Saul, a Benjamite, and also he's not God's first choice. God agrees on Israel's wish and appoints Saul to be the next king. Saul, if you didn't know yet, means, if you translate the name in Hebrew, means requested or prayed for by the people of Israel from God. That's what the name means, so quite easy. In chapter 10, 1 Samuel, Saul becomes anointed with oil. We know the story. Prophet comes, anoints Saul to be the next king. And at the moment he becomes anointing, he receives the Holy Spirit. Also, this anointing is a picture for sanctification of the person. In verse 6, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, Saul. And you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person." And a little later it says that his heart will be transformed. So this not king yet, becomes anointed, receives the Holy Spirit, his heart gets transformed into a new person. And imagine like in a movie, you know, there's this guy and then he receives that bit of a spider and during the night he transforms into Spider-Man. Wow, he gets transformed into a different person. Yes, he's now not Spider-Man, he's now the king, Saul. Okay, you're with me? In 1 Samuel 14:47, it says, "After Saul had assumed rule over Israel, he fought against the enemies on every side. Moab, the Ammonites, sorry if I pronounce it wrong, Edom, the kings of Zobah, Philistines, wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment on them, and he fought heroically," English, "and defeated the Amalekites, delivering Israel from the hands of those who had plundered them." Wow, sounds like the latest Marvel movie to me, isn't it? Iron Man just comes along and he smashes all the surrounding armies. Saul sounds to me like a proper hero, doesn't he? Wow. So, until this one day, when Saul actually decided to deceive his superpowers, or the Holy Spirit, and started acting upon what he saw with his own eyes, instead of using his superpowers, the Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 13. But this is not the only time he makes a mistake and not even cares about. He just goes on making mistakes. Later in the day, God wanted to punish the Amalekites for their cruelty towards Israel in the past. So again, there was a problem. God already had a hero in place. He sends the hero to bring justice. So he told his hero, Saul, to fulfill his duty. Easy going, he's a hero, he can do it. So he went there, he attacked them, he defeated them, of course, he's still a superhero. But sadly, unlike God told him to do so. He did not kill them all. Sounds a bit cruel. But even spared their king and took riches for his personal use. So just a short side note to give you a bit of Bible history. It is Saul's fault on that day that you can read the story of Esther and Haman, the Agagite, 500 years later in the Bible. And there this Haman guy wanted to kill the Israelites. And Haman is the descendant of this very king who wasn't killed that day by Saul. So he screwed up, basically, big time. Not only this time, he failed again and again and again. And, you know, somehow God, let's say it like this, became a bit unhappy with him. Okay? 1 Samuel 15:11. I regret that I, God is speaking, I regret that I have made Saul king, because he was turned away from me and has, and has not carried out my instructions. So pretty clear, God is unhappy with him. And again and again and again. And God decides to take his superpowers away from him. He takes the Holy Spirit away from him. He is still king, but human and not a hero with superpowers anymore. He's just Spider-Man without his spider powers. He's just that photograph guy. You know the movie. Peter Parker. He's just Peter Parker. Yes, thanks, darling. And guess who gets the superpowers right now? We just saw the play how God picked David. I won't go too much into David because we just saw it a minute ago. David received the superpowers. We all know what happened. There's this prophet. It's always the same story. There's a prophet. There's this one handsome, tall, rich guy. In fact, the person who God picked to be the next superhero after Saul because he screwed up was David, and he was so insignificant in his appearance that even God needed to remind his prophet that he really wanted to choose David. A quote, 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or height. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." It's like, hey, prophet, listen to me. I really want to take him. The prophet even wasn't sure because he was so insignificant in his appearance. Wow. So, long story short, David was God's choice because of his heart, and Saul was Israel's choice. We remember, requested by Israel from God. So David receives the superpowers. He receives the Holy Spirit and becomes the next hero of Israel. Wow. We all know tug of war. He killed Goliath, but actually wasn't. Sorry, I was one step ahead. Actually, Saul was king, still king back then. Imagine Goliath walking up 40 days in a row every morning into the front of the Israeli army and challenging the Israelites. It's like, hey, who's the strongest man in your country? Come and fight against me. And it was Saul. Saul was one head taller than everybody in the country. Imagine I'm this tall, like always when I hug David. It's like he really stood out in the crowd and everybody was looking onto him, expecting him to kill Goliath because he was still king. They still knew or remember the time back then when he was a hero, but he was afraid. He was afraid. He did not have his superpowers anymore. He was a little chicken. Yeah, really. But David was not. David had the Holy Spirit. He had the very same power that created the universe with him right now. He was connected to God in heaven, and he was glad to finally get going. It's like, yeah, now I finally can beat this guy up. So he saved the day and reigned another 40 years as a king and superhero for Israel. Wow. Sounds good to me, isn't it? And even Jesus arose out of his family, a true hero, isn't he? You're with me? So, in the Bible, we read stories of heroes calling fire from heaven. We read stories of heroes fighting hundreds of enemies without even having weapons. They're just using some bones they're just found on the ground. We're reading stories of heroes dividing the sea, resurrecting dead armies, and even stopping Earth and moon rotation for half a day because the battle wasn't finished yet. Wow, Marvel should use that one, isn't it? That is what I call a hero. But the problem back then is that only very few people, were selected by God to carry his superpowers, the Holy Spirit. Every now and then, people managed somehow back in the Old Testament to become worthy enough. I won't go into that one right now. Maybe in another preaching. Or to be allowed to carry the gift of the Holy Spirit. When was the last time you saw someone like King David in charge over a country? When was the last time a prophet called fire from heaven because he was kind of unsatisfied with the situation? Not in my life, I can't remember any situation. When was the last time hundreds of people rose from the dead that way, because someone just told him to do so? A couple of years ago, at least in the Bible. For most humans today, Jesus was the last of these superheroes, wasn't he? He did all these things. He walked on water, he resurrected the dead, he healed the sick, he paid his tax just miraculously. I like that one. Even without using physical force. But again, that's kind of 2,000 years ago, isn't it? So what do we do today? What do we do today when someone tells us about a certain problem in his life? What do we do when one is sick in our environment, in our social environment? What do we do when politics, again, act selfish and for their own interest instead for the people's interest? What do you do when people tell you that you are too young, that you are too weak, that you can't do it anyways, you can't help yourself? How would you help your family? What do we do when someone tells you, you're too young, you're inexperienced, grow up first, and maybe in future you can do this one task. One day, we all know that. What do you do when people say you never waste the money to study in the most expensive city in Europe or even find a job there? I wish God would have sent us some heroes like in the old days. Paying our tax, resurrecting the dead, healing the sick. Just the whole thing, we all know. But after David and some others and Jesus, actually, no other heroes really arrived. Oh, where are the heroes today? Bad time to live, isn't it? Or maybe not. But wait. Just turn to your neighbor and tell him, this is going to be an amazing preaching right now. Okay. I always wanted to do this. Okay. Before closing, let me just have a briefly closer look onto the last hero. We're coming from Saul. He screwed up. David died a couple of thousand years ago. Jesus, last superhero we all know, okay? Jesus, God's son, we all know him. Most amazing superhero, many wonders, charming guy. You want to be his best friend, definitely. Acts 10:38 says about Jesus, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Here we go again. God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. It's a quote, read it in the Bible. And he was the next superhero. Bam. So, but we all know the story. King David reigned 40 years. Jesus sadly just made it to 3 years in ministry. I wonder if God somehow screwed the whole thing up, you know? He at least could give him some 20 years or so, just to be here for us, being our superhero, and just to take care about all our problems we have. Oh, I think God somehow messed it up. I don't know. Jesus dies. In John 18:30, it says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said at the cross, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus dies, and the spirit goes back to God. At this point, the world is a pretty bad place to be. And somehow God forgot to appoint the next hero, like Saul, until he's good, David, Elijah and Elijah. But there's no one single guy after Jesus coming. But let's continue reading, okay, shall we? Acts 2, verse 1. The followers of Jesus were all together in one place. Remember, Jesus is dead. Let's just stick to the Bible. It says all in one place. Imagine there's this one meeting coming up to celebrate all the Marvel heroes, and everybody is dressed like the Marvel hero and wearing his capes, discussing about the biggest miracles and wonders and coolest fights. A situation like this. And of course, a lot of grieving because their favorite hero just passed away. Really tragic. Let's continue reading. Acts 2, verse 2. Suddenly, a sound like blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. So imagine, a violent wind comes into the audience right now. You look out the window, all blue and shiny. In here, everything's messed up. The food flows through the air. All the books and Bibles and chairs just fly through the earth, a little bit like Harry Potter movie. Just crazy. And everybody's wondering, what is going on? So people are kind of afraid, you might guess. Back then, they didn't really have like emergency exits and so people really couldn't get out, so they're kind of stuck in there. Let's keep continue reading. Verse 3, first half. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. Great. Okay, crazy stormy wind in the house, and now again, there even comes fire in addition. Great, awesome. Amazing day. So, reminds me a bit of Daniel and his friends in the fire oven, isn't it? There's fire in the room, but nobody gets burned. But there is fire and stormy wind, don't forget that. People are kind of afraid, excited, and confused all in the same time. So, but somehow people feel there's something happening right now. If you don't feel it, you must just be dead, because look at the room. And they start to believe that something is happening because Jesus told them that maybe he will come back, or maybe they're expecting that, hey, this could be the time, the very moment where the next superhero arrives. Couldn't it be? Like, oh wow, something happens, fire from heaven. We read that in the Bible before. My grandparents told me that the prophets used to call fire from heaven and did all this crazy stuff. And now it happens here. I think the next hero is on his way. Let's continue reading. We all stick to the Bible. Verse 3, second half. Fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Okay, first there's a gigantic fire in the room, and then it splits and rests on your head. So kind of this, yeah? Everybody's looking at each other like, what is going on? I'm waiting for this hero. Where is he? And why is there fire on my head, by the way? So people are again afraid, excited, and confused. Let's keep continue reading all in the Bible. Verse 4. Boom! All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. All of them. Who? Wow, all of them. Again, who? Thank you. God did not choose one single hero again. He did not choose to just have one favorite guy and the rest of the people's like, yeah, too bad for you. God selected everyone to be the next hero. Everyone. Jesus paid this price at the cross so that everyone who believe in him can be the next superhero. Everybody. The spirit that enabled Saul to be a hero was given to David, was given to Jesus, is given to all who believe in him. Can you hear an amen or something? Okay. Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. We all stick to the Bible here. It's not something made up. On all people. Again, yeah? 1 John 2:20. But you have anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. 2 Corinthians 5. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Imagine Christians today would believe what the Bible's and most important, how God sees them. Imagine the answer for your life, for your family, for London, for this country you will live in. Imagine you would start to believe that is you. Everyone. People would start calling you small Jesus, like, there was something, like in the beginning of the New Testament, small Christians, that's why we're all called Christian, in the beginning of the modern church. 1 Corinthians 2. What we have received is not the spirit of this world, like Saul then turned to, used his own eyes, his own sight, said like, yeah, spirit, nice to meet you, but I don't like you. The spirit we received is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Freely. You don't need to be from a rich family. You don't need to be 2.50 meters and broad shoulders and just want the latest handsome man thing. Freely given to us. Ooh, wow. Let me just explain that once again. All superheroes in the Bible had the Holy Spirit. And on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came on all who believe in Jesus. On all who believe in him. But Christians these days tend to stop at the cross. Yes, he took my sin. Thank you, Jesus. And this is where I stop with the rest of my life. And then we wonder 20 years after if nothing really happened in my life. Besides, he took my sins. Which is amazing. Which is an amazing thing Jesus did for us. I don't want to make that smaller. It's amazing. And it's the first step. We need to be there. But it's only the first step. So God's plan was never that your only hope in life is that you might enter heaven once you are dead. That you might have eternal life once everything trouble on this earth is over. That was never his plan. It's just, a side dish. You have it for free with the main menu. His plan is that you become a superhero. Everybody of you, everyone, all receive the Holy Spirit. That you take the Spirit, save and change your own life first, get healed, get your life out sorted step by step, and then after that, with the Holy Spirit, maybe help your friends, maybe help your family, start praying for people, start praying to heal the sick, start then praying to resurrect people from the dead, start then to prophesy about your government, start then to change the whole world as the apostles did. As Jesus did, as every superhero just did in the Bible. Read it. So, call to action. If you don't know this Jesus already I'm talking about, we will pray with you in front here. The teens will pray in a minute or will be here in front and offering prayer with you. Please, call to action doesn't mean he is praying for you and you just stand there silent and doesn't need to do anything. You pray first, then we join. If you stopped your Christian development at the cross and want to move further, come to the front, let us pray with you. If you want to repent because you stopped other people from becoming superheroes because you didn't understand that it continues after the cross, no worries, we can pray with you. If you are a Christian already and want to invite the superpower Holy Spirit, sorry for my marketing accent, we pray with you. If you want to become a superhero, we pray with you. If you want to use the Spirit for your life instead of using your own eyes, as sadly many people did in the past, if you want to see with the Holy Spirit from now on, from this day on, and never step back, never ever, but starting today using your superpowers living in you to get in used with them, to get in touch with them, come to the front, we pray with you. But you pray first. If you need healing, we have so many superheroes here. We pray for you. If you're just happy with everything, we have tea in the back and lunch after prayer. We have, luckily, some superheroes here. We have Spider-Man. Where's Spider-Man? Come up, guys. You're now, it's your part now. Not my part anymore. The teens can come to the front now for prayer. We have Batman is here. Yeah, another superhero. We have... Deadpool is here, another superhero. And one more, Wonder Woman is here as well. And so much more. Yeah, the Black Panther. Amazing, just make a row or so. Nice, Tor. As I said, if this is call to action now, it's not, maybe you're sitting in my seat, actually I'm fine, that's fine, no worries. If you want to do something and make a step into today, I'm going to start my superhero career, come to the front, start praying. And we just pray with you. It's not that we pray for you, yes, Jesus, please make him a superhero. You tell Jesus what you want, okay, first. And after that, after the prayer and a couple of the worship people are going to play one song now. After that, we're all having a lunch. Don't forget about ECOS. But I really want to encourage you, wherever you are in your life, whatever your circumstance look like, don't make the next week like the last week. Don't make the next year like this last year, okay? Don't. The Holy Spirit is here. Just decide for yourself, today I'm going to make the first step. No worries, you don't need to resurrect the first dead tomorrow. If you do, fine, that's great with me. But do the first step today. Thank you.
All right. Everyone seems to be seated, nearly. Great. Good morning, church. I am so excited to be here, really. We're so looking forward to this service today. Because it's a special service. I don't know if you know it, but everything was completely organized by a bunch of incredibly talented and creative people, also known as Ablaze. Give them a hand, please. And after celebrating Jesus in a very creative way, we'll also be having lunch today, which is also quite nice. I'm so looking forward to this too. Right, and we have ECOS, and we are expecting about 12 people, and it would be so nice if we just, after having the service and preparing lunch, just a few of us could be at the front, at the door, and sort of welcome them and lead them into this room and make sure they are not all alone, but just talk to them and love them, right? Because that's what Jesus does. He just loves and loves and loves. And before we are starting, we have a few things to mention. Nena, do you want to come to the front?
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
So during this summer, Mr. John and his wife were sharing that we'd go, the three of us would go out every Saturday to give out tracts and invitations to church. As it's getting colder, it's a bit, it's harder, but I still plan on going out. So I couldn't go yesterday, but I plan on going the Saturdays to come. So I decided I would maybe give you a bit of inspiration to come. I was listening to a sermon yesterday that talked about the fact that the God that we serve now is the same. It's the same God that David served. It's the same God that Paul and Peter and all the disciples. And it didn't matter whether they were strong enough. It just mattered that he was strong enough. So we're all the same, and God is the same. God is great. So if you're able to come, you're able to smile, if you're able to pray, then please just come and give our tracts. You don't have to say anything. If you can say anything, that would be great. If you could pray for people, that would be great. If you can't make it, then pray. That God will bring people, because it doesn't matter who we are, it just matters what he's going to do. It just matters if we have faith. And if you come, know that you will be an answer to someone's prayer. So please come out. I'm thinking maybe 1 to 2 on Saturday, so we'll meet in front of the church, because we can't come in. We'll meet in front of the church, we'll pray, and then we'll start. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. And as we are also a very Bible-centered church, we have this amazing project running right now with Michelle, where we are learning Bible verses by heart.
Hello, everyone. Yes, we're learning Bible verses. May the Lord help us. Does anyone remember the one we did for October? Does anyone remember that? Come.
Accueillez vous les uns les autres donc comme Christ vous a accueilli pour la gloire de Dieu. Romains 15:7, I think.
And for those who don't speak French, Barbara. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to give glory to God. Where did it come from? Romans. Romans 5:19? Louise, come. That's a good... Yes, come, Louise. They always say it's good to have a friend, but better to know where he lives.
I was just going to say, oh, no. Okay, I'll try. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring glory to God. Romans 15, verse 7.
In order to bring praise to God. But never mind. Glory is good. Anyone else? No? No one else? Okay, well, we're going to do the second verse. Phil, do you have that up for us, please? Wherever Phil is, he's moved his sound desk. Okay, so this is a little bit longer. So it's more of a challenge, but it's really good. We're learning the verses because we want our lives to be full of Jesus. And if we get the word, we get Jesus, because Jesus is the word. And if we get Jesus, we get everything. So you don't just get words, you get life, you get everything that you could ever want. This one says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. So that's an exciting one. And that's from John 1:12-13. So that's our challenge for the week. Anyone who wants a challenge? And thank you.
Thanks. Right. So we are ready to start. And as everything in life should start in prayer, we want to start praying for the service first. And I hand over to Cludie.
Morning. Dear Lord, I just thank you for bringing us all together on this lovely Sunday morning, Lord. And I just pray that you bless our worship so that we all leave the church with a fresh fire of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Cludie. Well, when we were thinking about a topic for this service, there was one name very quickly coming up, and this was King David. And before we will start with the traditional service with the worship team, we want to follow David's footstep and be brave, because this guy was known as going crazy for God. He loved worship, very intense worship, and in humans' eyes, he often was considered silly. So like, come on, what are you doing, David? You're the king. But God loved his heart. He really loved him. And so as we just want to please Jesus with our lives and not humans, not at all, we really want to challenge ourselves and follow his example. Right. So you may have noticed that we have a little more space here. I move this to the back in a second. This is no coincidence. We're Germans. We prepared this. So we want to encourage you guys to either come to the front or make sure you have some space where you are right now. So you need to stand up in a second. And Ablaze and Ignite will be coming to the front in a bit and will serve as an example. However, we will not be facing you because this is not a dance. This is not a program. This is nothing we practice, but we will face the screen because the song will be there, and we'll just do it, and you can watch us doing it. But we're not doing it for you, we're doing it for him. So we just want to focus really on God. And I mean that we should give him everything. So except our heart, for sure, and our mind, our prayers, our voice, but also our hands, our feet, and actually our whole body, because we don't distribute us in special portions. This belongs to you, but I'm not actually moving, really. So I want you really to move everything, okay? And we'll be doing this at the front, so you'll see us, and it will look silly, but this doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because God is so worthy of our praise. And if I continue right now, Tim can't hold his sermon because I will be talking about God's goodness because he's just so worthy. Yeah, I know. So the thing I actually want to say right now is that we'll have a very active song and I want you to participate. And in the song, it says things like jump into the river. So I want us to do it prophetically. So just literally jump in the river, because we're not just singing it. I want to jump into this river if this is what Jesus has for me. And also another passage is like, if he goes to the left, then we go to the left. If he goes to the right, then we go to the right. And with he meaning Jesus. So we literally want to follow this guy and go to the left and go to the right, and just do me the favor and take this step. Just do it. Just mean it and do it, because he sees you and this is everything that matters. Right. And we have done this in several churches in Germany, and it's so much fun, guys. It's just fun, okay? And God wants us to have fun, really. So let's get rid of our human pride, our shame, and let's just do something unconventional. Let's forget about what people think about us and just become free in who he wants us to be. And there is no better place to start doing this as being with your family. And this is where we are right now. This is family. So no one will judge you. No one will laugh at you. This is the perfect place. So let's just make this a special day. So I'm going to ask you a question right now. And I want an answer. I'm expecting an answer. Is anyone ready to celebrate the King of Kings? Yes. Okay. Phil, you got the song, Ignite and Ablaze, come to the front, and we all just worship him. Just worship him.